أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم يحشر أعداء الله إلى النار فهم يوزعون. In the previous ayat, we read of the punishment of those people who disobey Allah Ta'ala in this dunya already. Now in this ayat, Allah explains the punishment that will be meted out to them in the Akhirah. One aspect of the days of Qiyamah and the Azab for the non-believers. حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا يَهَا تَكَ جَبْ هُنْشِ أُسْبَرْ. Remember that time when the people will be resurrected and brought to Allah Ta'ala for their reckoning. شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ. بتائیں گے ان کو ان کے کان. The previous ayats, وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ. اور جس دن جمع ہوں گے دشمن اللہ کے دوزخ پر. Allah Ta'ala says, remember that time, though it is a thing that's going to come in the future, but it is so sure that it is going to come, that it is referred to as in the past, when people will be gathered for hisab, kitab, for reckoning, and yeah, particular reference to those who disbelieved, and those who disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. When these enemies of Allah Ta'ala will be resurrected, and will be on their way to the fire of Jahannam, for whom you za'oon, to unki jama'ate banai jayegi. Then they will be divided into various groups according to the levels of their disbelief and according to the level of their disobedience to Allah Ta'ala. The most severe ones will be in front, the lesser ones will be in the back, but they will be made in different groups. حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا يَهَاں تَكَ جَبْ پُونچے اُس پَرْ. And when they will reach now close to the fire of Jahannam, شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ. بتائیں گے ان کو ان کے کان اور ان کے آنکھیں اور ان کی چمرے. Then evidence will be given against them by their very own ears, by their very own eyes, and by their very own skins. That is, they will be so convinced that really we are guilty. Yeah, a person under lot of pressure also, he does not speak up the truth. Many times a person, no matter how he's tortured also, but he does not speak up the truth. But on the day of Qiyamah, when the very parts of your own body will give evidence, you won't be able to deny it at all. Just like a person who steals something in a supermarket, he's caught on CCTV. Afterwards, they take him to the office, he denies first. But when they show him the footage on the screen, then he has got no choice but to accept. That is still the CCTV. But yeah, your own very eye, your own eyes, your hands, your legs, your parts of the body will give evidence, everything what they had done. In other words, they will turn state witnesses. They will turn against you. Your own witnesses will turn against you. And they will become state witnesses for Allah Ta'ala. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. جو کچھ وہ کرتے تھے. Whatever they were doing in this world, what the eyes were seeing, the ears were listening to, the hands were touching, they will speak of all those things and they will own up. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. اور وہ کہیں گے اپنے چمروں کو کہ تم نے کیوں بتلایا ہم کو. And then that person will say to the skin of his body, all the parts of his body, why have you turned state witness? Why have you turned against me? Whatever gunas I made, I did it for your enjoyment. The eyes were enjoying to look at that woman. The ears were enjoying to listen to that music. The hands were enjoying to touch haram. All that I did for your enjoyment, and now you have turned against me and giving evidence against me. They will reply and say, قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. وہ بولیں گے کہ ہم کو بلوایا اللہ نے جس نے بلوایا ہے ہر چیز کو. That Allah has told us to speak, and Allah is that being that makes anything and everything speak. Normally, we are accustomed to the speaking of our tongues. We speak, we know the human voice, etc., the sounds of animals, etc., but the gurgling sound of water is also speaking. And everything is making the zikr of Allah, whether it is silently or loudly. But and Allah has got the qudrat to make any part of the body speak also. If we do analyze the tongue, what is the capability of speech in the tongue? How can it speak? It's by Allah's command that the tongue is speaking while we're living in this dunya. Allah will make every part of the body speak. وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٌ اور اسی نے بنایا تم کو پہلی بار. And just imagine the قدرت of Allah. He is the one who created you the first time. So from nothing, He made your tongue, He made your eyes, He made your brain. So what is His قدرت? What is it difficult for Him to make any part of the body speak? And on his, in history, there is on record, the pebble spoke in the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spoke of the oneness of Allah ta'ala. There is on record that Isa alayhi salatu was salam, a small baby just born, and he spoke also. Now, in many, many other instances like that, where things normally don't speak, but they spoke, Allah's qudrat is above everything. Wa ilayhi turja'un, aur usi ki taraf phere jaate ho, and you are going to be returned only to Allah Ta'ala again. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَطِيرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ اور تم پرواہ نہ کرتے تھے اس بات سے کہ تم کو بتلائیں گے. And you did not worry, you didn't realize, you didn't think, you didn't understand that these things are going to be giving evidence against you. Like you in a supermarket, you want to steal, you don't know there is a CCTV. Afterwards you say, if I knew there was a CCTV, I should never have stolen. Just like that, yeah, you don't know now, you don't realize that you are being watched all the time, and you are being videoed continuously by the videos of Allah Ta'ala. سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ. تمہارے کان اور نہ تمہارے آنکھیں اور نہ تمہارے چمرے. That we are using our ears, our eyes, and the parts of our body, the skin, but we don't realize they are CCTVs on us. They are Allah's videos on us, and they are recording everything, and Allah can use that evidence anytime against us. And Allah will just make that video play, and or the video of the eyes, the video of the ears, etc., and they will give all the evidence, whatever we had done in public, in private, everything, whatever we are thinking about, our brains, what's in our hearts, it is all being recorded by Allah Ta'ala, and Allah can let it play back at any time. ولكن ظننتم ان الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعلمون. پر تم کو یہ خیال تھا کہ اللہ نہیں جانتا تھا بہت چیزیں جو تم کرتے ہو. And the way you lived your life, it is as though you thought that Allah doesn't know all these things of yours. Just like a person is caught with a speeding trap on the camera. He doesn't know that he has a hidden camera is there. He doesn't know that he's caught on it. Like that, a person thinks that Allah doesn't know all what he's doing. And if that reality, that is Iman. That is to make let that dawn, what is in our hearts, what is latent, to make it apparent that we are conscious of the presence of Allah. Allah is not only watching us, Allah is recording everything of us, and Allah has made a very independent witnesses for us on the day of Qiyamah. Your own eyes are witnesses that should have been in your favor, but they will turn against you. Your own hands, legs, so all this evidence will be on the day of Qiyamah. وَذَٰلِكُمْ ظَنَنْتُمْ ظَنَّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ. اور یہ وہی تمہارا خیال ہے جو تم رکھتے تھے اپنے رب کے حق میں, اس نے تم کو غارت کیا. And this is that very thought of yours that you had with Allah that Allah doesn't know, and this very thought of yours destroyed you. This thing that you think, nobody is watching me, let me do this, let me do that, and thought nobody will know, but this very thought of yours destroyed you, and you did not realize that Allah was watching you. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Kya phir aaj reh gaye tootik mein, and now you have realized your great sufferings and your losses. Just like a person who is caught on CCTV and doing something wrong, and when it is now played out to him, now he realizes what a disgrace, what a humiliation. How could I have done this? Allah has spelled out everything for us so clearly that we must be on our guard. And on the day of Qiyamah, yeah, if you are caught out, it will be in the office of the security people where they will show you. Amongst 5, 10, 20 people, you will be disgraced. On the end, or if it's a big court case in public, you will be disgraced in the eyes of the people who come to know. But on the day of Qiyamah, from Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah's day, each and every one will be there, and they will see clearly what were things you had done, and what the humiliation. That is a great azab of its own, a great mental torture and azab, that when you will be caught out and you will be now shown out to everyone what and what you were doing. فَإِنْ يَصْبِرُوا فَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ. پھر اگر وہ صبر کریں گے تو آگ ان کا گھر ہے. And when they will have no recourse but just to make sabr, just to now do nothing, just keep quiet, and in front is the fire of Jahannam. They have been proven so guilty by their own evidence, by their own witnesses who were supposed to be in their favor, and now they have nothing more but the fire of Jahannam in front of them. وَإِنْ يَسْتَعْتِبُوا فَمَا من المعتبین. اور اگر وہ منانا چاہیے تو ان کو کوئی نہیں مناتا. And if they want to try and bribe somebody, try and turn around, escape somewhere, there will be no way for them whatsoever. In other words, now there is nothing but the fire of Jahannam in front. Quran has informed us so clearly that we should be on our guard, be prepared for the akhirat. Otherwise, we are just chopping our legs with our own choppers, held in our own hands, and we are destroying ourselves. When Quran is explained it so clearly, we should have no reason now to disobey Allah. And in the disobedience of Allah is all this terrible punishment and worry and anxiety in this dunya. And in the obedience of Allah lies the pleasures of Jannat in this dunya already.